This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Hey, Joel.
Yes.
Did you know that the Legends of Tennis are coming to Houston with the Invesco QQQ?
I heard the Macaro guy was coming.
You're darn right he is. And now we're going to give away two tickets.
Oh.
To that series, that very fine series. Now's your chance to win a pair of those tickets to see John McEnroe. Andy Roddick. I almost did it. Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, James Blake. They're competing in a unique one-night tournament. Goes down October 5th at Rice University Tudor Fieldhouse. It's your chance to win those tickets. You are entered. If you win, you're entered into the grand prize drawing to go to the VIP Houston Players Party. That should be pretty cool.
Yep.
Complete with a full buffet, open bar.
Bing!
Yep. And a Q&A with the players afterwards. Don't miss out on this timeless, unique event. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or you can be caller number 10 to 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10. Good luck. QQQ.
I just wanted to hear McEnroe go off one time. With a you can't be serious. I know what I'm serious about. 832 ending in 0845. I should have blocked you before. I see it now. I'm tired of it. By the way, when you're blocked across the board. And when you look in the mirror tonight, just because your life's not going great these days, don't take it out on us. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, I'm not going to read all these mean texts that y'all are sending to Tyler either. He's already angry. I'm not doing that.
Well, he won't hear him because he's not participating in the show.
Well, that's true. I don't even know if he has his headphones on. He's like, whatever. Screw these guys. But yes, I'm
not
sorry.
Not these guys, this guy.
I'm sorry.
Let's make it very clear.
Oh, you were piling on. Don't act like you weren't on the bottom of the pile, punching people in the jump.
Oh, that's ludicrous.
Yeah, sorry, Barbecue Wade, but I can't read those. Tyler will try to fight me if I read any of those on the air, so not going to do it. All right, couple of texts, and then we're going to get to Josh's call, I promise. I was arguing with a friend earlier about who's better between Anthony Rizzo or Freddie Freeman. Who do y'all think is better?
You know what? Rizzo got off hot start, but it's hard to argue. I mean, obviously, you're talking about, when you say better just this year, I'm going Freddie Freeman, obviously.
Yeah, he's having a much better year this year.
Yeah, but if you're talking about for his career, who's going to be better, it's a nice little matchup to have, but I'm going to take Freedom. I'll take Freeman right now.
You're going with, this year, I think they mean overall, though. Like, just in general, who's the better baseball player overall?
I like Rizzo a lot. I always have.
Yep.
But in the case of Freddie Freeman, he's living up to the hype. I got a good feeling about the career he's going to have.
Yeah, I'm going to lean Freeman as well. I mean, they're both about the same age, but I'm gonna lean Freeman. I don't know statistically how. I'm trying to look it up just to see statistically, but just based on eye test and what I've seen, I just feel like Freeman is one of those guys that flies. As good as he is, he kind of flies under the radar a lot. Similar to Paul Goldschmidt, I feel like he's the guy that doesn't get nearly the respect he probably deserves. He does get a lot of hype, but I still don't know that it's probably what he deserves. But, yeah, I'm going to go Freeman. I'm trying to look at their numbers. So, for their career, if they over 162-game average, Rizzo is 29 homers, 97 RBIs is what he averages with an OPS of 853. All right? Compare that to Freeman, who averages 26 homers, 93 RBIs, and an OPS of 874. I mean, they're damn near the same guy, basically. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I think whoever you pick,
you really can't go wrong.
Yeah, but I think I'll lean Freeman. Okay. Oops, I just closed the Twitters out. That's my bad. All right, next text question or text on the thing. Hey, Barry, I saw a comedian earlier this year, and I can't remember his name. He wore a red beanie, and he looked like the combo of Gallagher and Dave Attell. That was from Jared. Dude, I have no idea. Send me a picture. Tweet me a picture at Barry is funny. Don't text it because I don't look at the pictures when y'all text them in.
You do not.
People try to send in D pics and all that, and I'm not looking at those. You're not tricking me again. Never again.
Arian's Fetus, by the way, if you stop by and pick up tickets and I'm sitting in the lobby next time, say hello. Don't just breeze in, breeze out.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know that was you, but he's taking pictures of our door with the blinds closed because he was creeping. He was trying to look inside the studios.
Well, he was just here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should have said hi, Aaron Spiegel.
Won some monster truck tickets. Those things are hard to come by, too. That's a good score right there. But we got lots of stuff coming up. We're still giving away.
It looks like Lance Ford is making beer. He said, beer responsibly, and I'm out here cranking out 15 gallons. What you making, Lance?
Yeah, that looks flavorful there, the suds you got going.
Right?
The hops. That dude's got some hops.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to see if 0845 and 832 number can come at me with another one. No, you can't. You're blocked. Screw you.
All right, last text question that we'll do right now, and then we're going to get to Josh's call. Josh, I promise you that. But said, can we just hire Romo as our OC? Yeah, we talked a little bit about that on Monday's show. But it does appear that watching a game with Tony Romo on the call, to me, is a lot more interesting and a lot more fun because he's pointing out stuff that you're normally not going to get. A guy that does it in baseball is Alex Rodriguez. He'll talk about things that you just don't hear a lot about or you don't see a lot of people breaking down. That's why I love Romo. He tells you what's going to happen about 85, 90% of the time he's right. And then he's pointing out things that you may not even see because you're just focused on. I think most of the time people focus on the quarterback, obviously. And then, you know, you're not looking anywhere else. But he'll point out coverage. He'll point out wide receivers and how they're set up. And, yeah, it's a really good listen. And he definitely knows the stuff. But, listen, Magic Johnson was great at what he did, but that didn't make him a good coach. Larry Bird the same way. Just because he can do that from the booth doesn't necessarily mean that Romo would be a good OC.
Two thoughts that now have three thoughts. One on that thought, the bottom line is the NBA tried it with Derek Fisher, Jason Kidd, and others where they thought that they'd be great coaches because they were coaches on the floor when they played. Didn't work out so well. Although I would say that Tony, because he's a quarterback, because he has had to have such a grasp on the offense, he might be able to grasp that better than most. And as an OC, if he wanted to do that, I think he could be all right.
Okay.
But I think overall, what he does do is he makes everyone better because now, instead of the kind of rah rah and, you know, kind of just generic commentary on plays, each play after another, he's forcing the rest of the people to kind of step up their game. All the other color analysts now are going to have to pay more attention because they know that people are jumping on this bandwagon going, this dude's good. Yep. I mean, he makes me focus more on the game and he brings more out of a game than I've normally been getting out of it. So I think that's great. And from a baseball perspective, I'll throw another name at you because A-Rod's great from a hitting perspective. John Smoltz is fantastic from a pitching perspective because both those guys kind of give you insight as ex-players instead of just going, hey, I'm an ex-player, respect me, whatever I says goes. Or whatever I say is good.
Right.
These guys break it down and go, see, when you're starting to think about the second and third, from a Smoltz perspective, second and third time through a lineup, and if you threw a guy a fastball the first time, you want to make sure you change that up. Because also with the way that analytics are used, these guys get these flashcards that say, hey, Smoltz in his first time around, 75% fastballs on the first pitch. Sit on it. Those are things that are really cool that you don't know about, that you find out about and go, man. That baseball player's got a lot more to think about than I knew before. And A-Rod does the same thing from a hitter's perspective. I love the fact that A-Rod and Romo and Smoltz are doing a lot of great things to kind of up the ante for people that are going to be color analysts.
Well, that's a good breakdown. Yeah. All right, let's take Josh's call. Josh wants to talk about Tom frickin' Brady. Josh, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Love the show.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It, man.
Hey, real quick on Romo, man, he's a fantastic commentator, man. Just like he gets into it when it's like a third and long, he gets pumped, and it's enjoying to watch him.
Yeah.
Question: hypothetically, Tom Brady's 41, sick, bad. You know, he's just an awesome quarterback. If he goes all the way and gets to his sixth Super Bowl and wins, I mean, he's an uphill battle. I mean, there's a lot of talent out there right now, but if he does it and he gets his sixth ring this year, mm-hmm. at what point in time do we stop saying anything other than he's the greatest quarterback in NFL history, period? When does that discussion become, hey, Tom Brady is – because they say with Jerry Rice. When people say Jerry Rice, they say he's the greatest receiver, period. When do we say Tom Brady is – There's no one else.
Josh, I don't know where Barry is on this, but we've talked about this in the past, and I think we're on the same page. I gave it to him already based on last year, based on previous years, based on hardware, based on longevity. He doesn't have to go any further for me, and I think he's the greatest quarterback to ever lace him up and throw a football.
Yeah, Josh, are you not hearing? I mean, are you hearing something different other places? I think most people that I've heard that have these discussions say he is the greatest now, based on what everything he's done, especially recently, you know, and at his age now.
If you look at his resume, he didn't really start playing football until his sophomore year in high school. Went to Michigan, started on the depth chart. Only school to look at him when he gets drafted. He was the only one team to look at him, which is the Patriots. He was. If you look at him at the combine, it was nothing about him. He was way down on the depth chart there. He earned his spot. I mean, you could say, well, what if Buckley didn't get hurt? He would eventually have earned that spot and eventually taken that job. It just got a lot better fashion than we thought. And as far as I'm concerned, because I'm a Patriots fan anyway. But
that didn't show at all. That was so hard to figure out.
He's a real quick. When the Patriots came to Houston for the Super Bowl against the Falcons, my dad had just passed away that January, and we were both just huge diehard fans. And I remember watching the game. You know, I've got my jersey, got my rings. I'm watching the game of Buffalo's, and it's 28-3 at half. And I was sitting there going, "Oh, you gotta be kidding me!" And I remember. It's almost like angels in the outfield. Because I looked up and I was like, "Dad, we can really use your help right about now." And second half, boom, 34-28, Patriots win. That was probably the most exciting, exhausted, you know, just emotional game that I've ever been through just because my dad passed away. And, hey, I love the show, guys. Peace out.
Appreciate it, Josh. Have a good weekend. Yeah, appreciate you checking in. Yep.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for the call. So there
you have it. Wow. Just like that. 1 hour in the books. Still 2 hours to go in the big show. It's going fast, so jump on for the ride. Buckle your seat belts, and hour number two will be right around the corner before you know it. It's the HR&P listener line that's open right now where Josh just called. You can call too. 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter. Here we go with the second hour. In just minutes, it's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. We're knee-deep second hour of the show. Cody Stute's about to join us at 2:30 to talk a little football. You got questions for Cody about the Texans or otherwise? Feel free to give us a call. 713-780-3776. Barry will cover the off-the-field antics that Cody has done in his life and question him like he is in an interrogation session.
There will be some questions, but it won't be about 6'10". I think that threw him off last week.
I think you're right. So you're going to go about frontal nudity?
Maybe.
Okay.
We did have a technical glitch, so we will get to Radu Bondar's second clip.
Oh, yeah.
At 2:30. So have no fear if you were tuning in for that, because I know he... He put it out there that he was going to be on. If you tune in at 2:15, check us out at 2:30. We will have the second of three clips. And it's, trust me, it's worth it. You're going to want to hear it. It's super funny.
And because we love to give and give till it hurts. Something didn't really hurt, but we're going to give back again. We're going to give you a couple more opportunities to win before the end of the show. Here comes one right now. Ziegenbach is going to have a big festival coming up, and we've got tickets to it. You can win a pair of tickets to the 16th annual Ziegenbach Festival at Sam Houston Race Park. Saturday, September the 29th, you can see the Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Reckless Kelly, Roger Krieger. I mean, Kevin Fowler, lots more. General admission VIP ticket packages are still available. Get your tickets at shrp.com. But because we do love to give things away, and because the intern that is new here heated up shrimp and fish that stinks up office.
Horrible.
Caller 35. You get a chance to go to the Ziegenbach Festival. Caller 35. And please tell them when they answer the phone that the first rule of office
etiquette
is don't reheat fish or shrimp in the office. Thank you and have good luck.
Super a-hole move to do that.
It's a female berry.
Well, I don't care.
Okay.
Chicks can be a-holes. Can they not? If they warm up nasty smelling
seafood.
Honey, how
was your first week working, interning at ESPN? I don't know, Mom. Some guy on air called me an a-hole.
She was late today because she had a flat tire.
Oh.
Way to poop all over her day, Barry.
Well, maybe she shouldn't warm up shrimp in an open bullpen area. It smells like someone had sex with an octopus. It smells so disgusting out there. And I blame Jong. When I went to go pee, I walked past Jong. I was like, dude, this is terrible. What are you doing? He's like, sorry. He took the fall for the disgusting intern. That's how you know Jong's a real man, a gentleman. Because he didn't, I'd have been like, uh-uh, that was her. She did that. Don't you pin that on me. Nope, Jong was just like, sorry, dude.
I'm going to tell you this, Barry.
He's a real man right now.
If you want to grill Cody about non-sports stuff for a second week, I give you full permission.
I planned on it.
Because if he calls a certain player an idiot, I'm going to have a few issues. So I'm just going to let you know.
Call someone an idiot? Yeah,
we'll get him on. Let him talk about it if he wants to, because he can plug it. It's part of his article on sportsmap.com.
Oh, he called somebody an idiot.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien?
Nope, because I'd agree with him.
Wrong person then. If you didn't call Bill O'Brien an idiot, you missed the mark, Cody. But yeah, we'll have him on 2:30. We'll talk a little Texans, get some information. 0-1 though, so far. He picked the Texans to win last week. That was a terrible pick. I could have told you that, but I didn't want to.
Well, I took the over. That screwed me.
Yeah. Hey, Romo is good. Last season, y'all talked about him. This season, I made a point to listen, and you were right. He is good. Of course we were right.
Get smarter. Listen to the usual suspects on a daily basis.
Yeah, we were either going to call the show, Of Course We're Right, or The Usual Suspects, and that ofcoursewerright.com was already taken. So.
And Genius Sports Radio seemed to be just a little over the top.
Yeah, I poured Coke on my roses, and they're wonderful now. That's from Jim Shue.
And you don't have rust on them either, I would suppose.
Yeah, you heard. That's weird, isn't it?
Ever since we were kids. Because
I need to do that on my truck, because my battery, when I start it, it doesn't start right away, and it's a little before it gets going.
No doubt. On the connectors, yep.
Yep, pour Coke on the connectors in your battery, and it gets all the
rust off. That's how you clean pennies, too.
You clean pennies with Coke?
Why would you clean a penny?
I don't know why you would need to clean a penny, but if a penny's jacked up, you leave it in Coke overnight, and it's brand new.
I'm bored, man. And I'm putting this stuff in my body. I'm bored, and I'm sitting at home. What should I do? I'm going to clean some pennies. What?
Somewhere, somehow along the way, someone said that there's some sort of embalming fluid or the chemicals that make that up, either in Diet Coke or in the aspartame or something like that.
I just know because my dad was a rummage sale king and we didn't get anything new. So my dad would go pick up a bike for like $5 at a rummage sale and bring it home and then just tell me to get a Coke and a rag and on the handlebars it would take off all the rust.
That's wild.
Imagine what that does to the inside of your intestines. Have a Coke and a smile and then realize what's about to blow up.
So far, I'm good. Steelers fan Juan said, yeah, you guys are very forgiving. Yeah, I forgave Steelers fan.
I remember
for talking about my wife.
No one should feel that more than OU Mike.
Right? Hey, it's me, Trey. This is my Twitter handle. Yes, you're not blocked. I see your tweets or your text. So you're not. We never blocked you. Listen, if you send text to the show, I don't read them all. Sometimes, somebody just sent one today. It was like, "Hey Barry, what's up?" I'm not reading that on air. That's a pointless text. I get it. I appreciate it. Shout out to you and all that. But we have to pick and choose. We get a lot of texts on the show. I can't read them all. And sometimes they're either not good or not funny or not interesting. So I read them. I do read them all, but I just delete them. I don't read them on air. So just know, yes, I go through every single text that comes in the inbox. But no, they don't all make it to the air because they're not good. Unlike this next one, which is really good. How often should I sharpen my lawnmower blades? So that's a great. All right, never mind. Every
all
six
you
months.
That said you can see me on the live stream, you can see me now, and you know what I'm doing because I'm
He's
just like
SMH, SMH.
Do lawnmower blades actually get dull?
Yeah.
Why are you
grass?
Doing this?
Because I'm genuinely.
They
interested
do. They do.
In not, how lawnmower blades
not necessarily get from dull. Just grass, but sometimes you'll hit like a limb that may have fell or
also,
a rock or a
excessive precipitation. Moisture on the blades can dull the blade over time.
Now look who's chiming in.
I'm just giving you
You Googled
and
it.
No, I did not. I gave you an intelligent answer. Look, I'm on the text line. Deleted things.
Oh, you're deleting stuff? So I
no,
can't
I'm
see
looking at the deleted items so that you can keep the inbox in order.
Somebody asked, any way you guys do a weekly high school football segment? Not as long as I'm on the show. I'll tell you that.
Next week, High School Football Central will start on Wednesdays and go all the way through to Fridays.
Also, I quit.
Along with Gardening Talk. It's going to be a dual-edged blog.
This is not a popular opinion, and I get that, okay? But I don't understand the fascination with high school football. I really don't get it. I know, and I don't understand it. I don't
watch
it.
You and I have been back and forth on
this. I don't want
to
talk about it. I don't want to see it. I don't care. And if you don't have kids on the team, what is your problem? Why are you watching high school football?
It's weird. Football is huge to me. I enjoy
football. People are going to get mad.
Therefore, if I know, and we've had this discussion, if I know that there are two of the top high school football programs in the city, normally that means in the state, a lot of times that means even in the USA Today poll in the country, I'm going to go watch, and I'm going to specifically keep an eye on guys that are going to end up playing Division I college football and that are hot, top prospects. I like seeing that kind of thing happen. I like to see if these kids are legit. So therefore, I'm all for that. In terms of watch, I will go watch high school football even if I don't have a relative playing. On the flip side, if you want your Friday football frenzy, Channel 2 and Randy McAvoy can take you home from there, so we don't have to. So there, I did you a favor. And Randy's a friend of the show. He's filled in for you, so we'll give the tip that way.
Wow. That ended up way more aggressive than it started.
Just handle business for you, Chief.
I just don't
understand. He's going to end up like one of the old guys on Dazed and Confused.
Who?
Talking to the quarterback. We'll see you at the donut shop on Friday morning game day.
I don't understand.
You want me to get you disengaged in the show again there, Chief? All right, I'm just checking.
I just don't. Look, if you don't have a kid on the team, why are you getting up on a Friday after work? And
getting
going,
up
or going? Why are you getting your
stuff?
What
the hell stuff? Are you doing? What are you sleeping for in the first place?
Why? You know what the hell I meant? Why are you getting your possessions together? Getting in a car, driving down to the local high school, paying money, and going in and watching a bunch of kids play football? Go home, you weirdo.
It's not
why
weird.
Are you doing that? That is very weird.
I just told you why you would.
No,
if
it's
North
weird.
Shore is playing Katy,
don't care,
which they did in week one, and you don't want to go see.
Here comes the
two
hate.
Of the top
Don't
programs
care.
In high school football in the
Kids.
State, and again, nationwide getting lots of credit.
Don't care.
Watch them. Watch the prospects.
Super weird.
See kids that might be going to UT, A&M.
Not changing my mind.
Whatever.
Nope. Super weird.
And another one, which I told you before, Lisa's dad, high school football coach.
Now,
when he comes to town, I'm taking him to a high school football game.
There's a couple different trains of thought on this. So if you are stuck in a town like Alvin or Manville and there's nothing to do on a Friday.
That is your big
maybe.
Time thing.
Maybe go watch football, but if you're in the middle of Houston,
that's
if you're
probably going to, if not
you're
a
going,
maybe.
If you're going to Jersey Village High School on a Friday to watch the Falcons play the Cyfair Bobcats, and you don't have a kid on either team, you're a weirdo. Yeah. You are a weirdo.
Have you seen how many people go to see Jersey Village?
The text line is full, by the way. I knew the hate was going to come in. I'm not changing my mind. You guys,
high school
can send
that's
me-
building $1 million stadium right now.
Oh, time out. I'm going to tell you something right now.
40 million.
The Katy.
Well, yeah, whatever it
the
is.
The Katy ISD football stadium. And like I said, Lisa's dad, longtime football coach in California. So her mom and I went to pick up the mattress for Taylor when she was in town for her birthday. We drove by that stadium and checked out the complex, the stadium, the scoreboard, the suites, and everything. Lisa's mom was like, that's not, you're pulling my leg, right? That's a college. I go, no. That was on the Today Show, the amount of money they spent for that high school football stadium. It is off the chain how much they put in their suites and big scoreboard with replays. It's crazy. And they got a smaller one next to it. And I thought that was for the JV, but I think they, because it's a district, while Katie's playing in the big one, other high schools can play in the smaller one.
All of them use the same one.
Somebody said grown men interested in high school football without their own kids on the team is like being interested in watching your parents' sex tape.
So you read the one text that supports your theory.
No, I'm not just, that was the first one you guys were talking to. It says, sounds like someone got cut from the high school football team. I didn't even play high school football, so that's stupid. I got cut from the
basketball
team. I played
high school football and didn't get cut. Still think it's weird.
Thank you. It's weird.
Both idiots. No. All right, we're at the midway point of the show. We're going to be back with a whole lot more.
Right?
Cody Stute's going to join us.
Yeah.
Take us home, Chief.
And we'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Boom.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's tough growing up. Really was. I got made fun of a lot as a kid. Kids are terrible. They make fun of you for all kinds. And they would say really mean things like, you can't ever be president, you know. Do you have a genie growing up? Are you Aladdin? Stuff like that. Whatever. At least they put effort into those insults. You know what I mean? At least they took some time more creative. Because when my Romanian friends back home would make fun of me for being American, they would just shout the names of American corporations at me. They would just be like, oh, look at Mr. Coca-Cola over there. Oh, Mr. Kraft Cheese. Need some hot water for your soft feet. Because I own shoes. Oh, whatever. They're going to die in a factory fire one day. I don't care.
Radu Bandar. He is our comedian of the week. Barry gave you a little bit of the backstory in hour number one. That's our second clip. We got another one still coming up at 3:15. So if you want to follow him, it's at RaduBondar. But a funny dude right there, Barry.
Very funny dude. Very funny dude. Cool dude, too. Like, we hung out. One of our mutual friends left town, and we hung out for a little while, had some dinner and stuff, whatnot. Yeah, he's a cool dude, man. Super funny. He'll be one of those guys. He's got the right amount of hustle. He'll be one of those guys that has a shot to do some big things nationally that you'll hear about.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So next on the show, as we promoted, is our friend Cody Stutes. Cody Stutes going to join us on Fridays on an F Yeah Friday for football. As Cody covers the Texans, he writes a lot of good stuff, and except for right now, this week on sportsmap.com. So you can get a lot of his information, a lot of breakdowns and observations by what's going on, not only with the Texans, but he also knows quite a bit about college football. So, Cody, welcome back. Appreciate you having me.
Happy to be back. I want to say first, I sucked last week. I'm going to be better today, and I can't figure out why Tyler would dislike Trey. I like him a lot.
No.
Tyler has now checked out for the second hour of the show. We'll hopefully get him back in the third hour based on how things progress from here. Thank you, Cody, for that monkey wrench we didn't need.
You guys got to deal with it after I leave. I can just come in, throw kerosene on the fire, and then walk out.
I'm saying. Last week, I give you a pass because I kind of threw you off with the questions about 6'10 and getting you to throw those guys under the bus. So you get a pass for being a little rattled. So this week we're going to talk about your sex life.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Non-existent.
I wouldn't do that. Non-existent. No,
I'm kidding.
Now don't throw fuel on the fire.
I'm kidding. No.
You're out there banging.
God.
No.
Well, he said I'm kidding, and I don't know where to go now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're friends with Matt Jackson?
He's like, no, I don't want to do this.
Because you know Matt Jackson got into some serious talk when he was on the show and talked about the fact that Lisa Loeb was someone that he took care of himself to.
I had heard that. Yeah.
That's more than a stretch. That's tough.
I need to Google
that. That's tough stuff. And admit it on more than one show. I was like, Matt, you're going to regret that in some way, shape, or form.
But how old is she now?
I'll keep that list.
It doesn't matter. This was when he was younger, and it still does not matter.
Yeah, because I was going to say, for 50, she doesn't look bad.
But you're a librarian in one of those small towns where Tyler says all they worry about is high school football.
If this was 30 years ago.
What's your weird one, Barry?
What's
the weird one like that for you?
I don't know. I would have to think about it. Like, I don't know if I really have a weird one. I just have one. Mine are outdated. I haven't found like a new, like if you still were to ask me, I'd be like, oh, Pam Anderson, but not current, not current Pam Anderson. I would still go back to barbed wire.
Anderson. You said the other day.
Before she had Hep Alphabet.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Before she was, you know,
you said
Tommy Lee.
Barbara Bach today. You said,
I don't know who that is.
That's Daisy Duke.
Oh, God, no. No. I'm trying to think if I have, like, a weird one like that.
You strike me as, like, a Ruth Bader Ginsburg type guy.
No. I did
like
hear
with the power.
Because the power?
The power.
Sentence me. I'm guilty. Yeah, no. I did hear yesterday on the Blitz, I think I heard correctly, that Nick said he thought Dolores Shelburne.
No, not Ramona Shelburne. Ramona, I heard
Ramona
that.
Ramona Shelburne was hot. Yeah.
I've always given him a hard time about that. One. I've always given him a hard time about that. But then Fred chimed in and was like, yeah, I'm like, what are you people doing?
Yeah.
That's like the weirdest one.
Of all the guys to choose.
I, and by the way, I don't think Nick that said that he thought, yeah, that's not true. So, all right, let's get to some football.
Who, no, no, no. We're going to find out whose his is. Who's your weird one? Do you have one?
The list is long.
Is it?
We'd be here all day. We wouldn't get to any football talk if I just went
to kind of like if they had list had pictures and you were alone.
In other words, dodge that question.
He's doing like, my best.
Matrix like.
You're trying. It's all right.
Hands up, don't ask.
That's right. That's right.
All right, so you've been observing this team. You observed what happened last week with the
Patriots.
Boy,
did I wet the bed last week.
Boy, did you.
You've already mentioned that more than once. I don't think you should reinforce that too much. Listeners are going to get ticked off. So what do you see with this team coming back this week? Obviously, Kevin Johnson. I mean, I said on the show, I don't know that he ever plays football again, but I don't think he plays again this year. And I think that based on performance on the field and then all these concussions, that's a really bad deal. But now they're really thin at corner and in the backfield on the defensive side of the football.
So thank God you've got Aaron Colvin, because Aaron Colvin actually played pretty decent against the Patriots. He's a guy that can play inside, can play outside if they need him to. He's going to start opposite Jonathan Joseph, essentially, is the way you would look at that, regardless if he's going to play slot or outside. Sharice Wright, they signed him this week. Big guy. I think they signed him because they think he can play right away. Bademosi played a ton in the preseason at corner because Kevin Johnson was hurt, but you're not really wanting to run Johnson Bademosi out there a ton. So they're a little thin at corner. I believe Kevin Johnson's going to play again for this team this season.
Really?
Because you don't want to have a guy who has his fifth-year option guaranteed for injury get that fifth-year option guaranteed for injury. So you got to prove that he's healthy, he comes back, and he plays again for you. And then I don't anticipate that, you know, the fifth-year option is not guaranteed.
Right.
So you can pick it up, and then you can bid farewell to him. I don't anticipate Kevin Johnson's going to play for the Texans next year. If he gets cleared, they may just have to run him out there because there's not a lot of guys that can help them past Jonathan Joseph and Aaron Colvin. And again, Bademosi plays so much special teams during the regular season, you don't want to have him have a ton of reps on the field. So I think Johnson's going to play again. I know a lot of Texans fans are going to be upset about that.
Right.
But money-wise, it makes sense for him to play.
That's a good point right there that I don't think a lot of people thought about.
This team put up 167 yards on the ground. What got into this running game? I don't think a lot of people expected that from Lamar Miller. Poor guy misses a 100-yard rushing game by two. But also, Blue, I thought, looked pretty well.
So here's the thing. You saw that very first play where Deshaun Watson fumbles because he was going to tried to pull it back from Lamar Miller's belly. That's going to add such a unique and fun element to the rushing attack. They had one of the best rushing attacks in football when Watson was playing last year, and I mean it obviously, you know, fell apart once you had Tom Savage in there. You didn't have to respect the pass. Lamar Miller slimmed down. He's lost a little bit of weight. It feels like they're going to use him a lot closer to Miami Lamar Miller than what they have been using him. It felt to me like with Lamar Miller and the Texans the past couple of years, they've been trying to drive a Camaro off-road. Like, no, put him in there. Let him do the stuff that he knows how to do. Don't try to hammer him and treat him like a big back. That's where you saw Alfred Blue get some of those between-the-line tackles or between-the-line carries, break a couple tackles here there, a couple nice runs there in the second half. They simplified things. Do the easy stuff. Bill O'Brien's got to do the easy stuff with these guys. Quit trying to do calculus before you know how to do geometry.
Yeah.
Okay, do the easy stuff and then build on that. It felt like they were trying to get too cute, too exotic in the first half of last week. They pared it down back to basics in the second half. That'll be a lot better this week.
So do the easy stuff. So call timeouts. Yeah. Take responsibility for your actions.
Sure.
Easy stuff, right? Okay, so Will Fuller back, right? He cemented it on Instagram saying, feels great to get back. Everybody's speculating he would be back this week. What does he do to get Deshaun going on the right foot and give him more weapons?
This is an interesting addition to the Texans' offense because last year when you faced the Titans, no Malcolm Butler and his rookie Adoree Jackson. This year, second year Adoree Jackson. Malcolm Butler's on the team. They've still got Logan Ryan. Kevin Byard's an all-pro safety in the back part. They've actually got a pretty decent defense and a pretty decent secondary. Will Fuller keeps them from being able to bracket DeAndre Hopkins like you saw the Patriots do last week. And just the Patriots are one of the few teams that are just going to say, we're going to double team somebody. Beat us elsewhere. Well, they didn't have anybody to beat them elsewhere. You're running Vincent Smith out there because Sammy Coates was still dealing with a hamstring injury. This week, Fuller's back. I don't expect we'll see Kiki QT. Bill O'Brien him and his thing with rookies.
I don't understand that.
It's very Van Gundy-esque.
Yeah. So I don't expect we'll see Kiki QT. And if Coates is feeling better, you may see a little Sammy Coates just to take some of the reps off, because you don't want to take a guy who's fresh off a hamstring, throw him in for a whole full game. Fuller's killed the Titans, too. He's got 10 touchdowns in his career. 4 of them are coming against the Titans. He had the big game last year. 4 catches, 2 touchdowns. He only had 35 yards, but I'll take 2 touchdowns on 4 catches
all
day, every day. And he just makes things easier. I'll tell you, this really helps. This helps Ryan Griffin. This helps Bruce Ellington. This helps with other tight ends, because a lot of stuff's going to be open underneath. Those easy throws, the throws that you would see getting Deshaun Watson going early and then setting things up late for Will Fuller. Will Fuller could be like a closer, the big play to put him down for good. That's what you look for with Will Fuller this week, and to open things up early.
All right, so who wins?
The Titans are down their 2 tackles.
Yeah.
They're down to backup right tackle, which, fun story, the backup right tackle, Dennis Kelly, his brother is the Texans tight ends coach. Fun little story there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, their left tackle is some schmuck who played guard in Tampa last year. I don't even know his name. I didn't learn his name, okay? Because he's going to be someone's B.I. on Sunday.
Whoa.
Merciless and Clowney were both super upset with how they played in the Patriots game. It's going to be all out unleashed. Vrabel saying today Mariota and Gabbert might play. I don't care who's back there. Texans pass rush is going to eat big. The Titans pass catchers, they have 2 guys that have played more than 2 seasons in the NFL. It's Rishard Matthews and some tight end that stinks. Okay? It should be Texans blowout central. And if it's not, then we can start worrying about this team a little bit. But they should dominate the Titans this weekend.
There you go.
Don't crap the bed
2 weeks in a row, Cody. That's all I'm saying.
I'll bring lunch next week if I crap the bed.
Or there'll be more sex questions. Cody Stutes, check him out as well on sportsmap.com, as he's writing a lot of good stuff there on the website. Joining us every Friday at 2:30. We appreciate him, and we appreciate you. Therefore, thanks for taking us along for the ride on FEF Friday. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, wrapping up hour number 2 of the 3-hour extravaganza. The Sports Mappers are going to join us at 3. We appreciate 94.1 simulcasting starting then all the way through 7. That means the Blitz starting at 4. But it's Barry and Joel and Tyler in for Nick. Nick is in Vegas with the Blitzers, covering the Triple G Canelo fight this weekend. So that should be interesting. We appreciate Cody Stutes spending some time with us as he got off the dark side and came over to the right side, as he writes for Sports Map and also joins us on Fridays talking a little Texans football. With that being said, Taylor wants to get in here and talk a little Texans and Titans before we wrap up the second hour. Taylor, what's up?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And Stu, I used to like him when he was with the other people. I wonder what happened to him. Kind of crazy how everything happened. But before I get started, man, I know I ain't trying to be going like that, but the city of Houston lost a great person on Tuesday. Mr. Jared Scales, owner of Triple J's Barbecue. He was a high school phenom here in Houston. Great guy. He was working out Tuesday, and he passed. He's my dear friend. And I just, you know, he's a great guy. And,
our good friend Keenan McCardell spoke very, very highly of him as well and was devastated by the loss as well. So you're right in giving some props his way.
Yeah, K-Mac was a good – he was in our circle as well. So, you know, it's just – he's a great guy. He and Rick played at Purdue together along with Steve Dishman. And it's a big loss to our community. So, you know, if anybody can keep his wife and 2 boys in the prayers, we appreciate
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, my man. Absolutely. Great suggestion.
Talking about the Texans, I really think that I hope we can eat this weekend and just – go out and, you know, we give them what they deserve. You know, I hope, you know, let Grable know. You think Grable going to be giving us some inside tips to Clowney and all them guys, you know, let's do some things of that nature. And I'll just hang up a list, but just once again, keep the Scales family in your prayers. And Thank yes, sir. You guys for letting me,
thanks, Taylor. Time. Appreciate it, man. Thank Have a good you. Weekend. Right. Look, I think the big thing here is that you don't pull a Matt Patricia, right? You know what that Vrabel knows a lot about the inner workings of players and schemes and things in the past. But I think that the good thing is, and I did a video for Sports Map on it today, the big thing is that Romeo Crennel, whether it was a promotion or not, Romeo Crennel wants to send a message too and make a statement and go, you know what? I had the number one defense in the NFL when I was the defensive coordinator. Yeah. Turned it over to you and said, here, Skywalker, take us home. And instead, you plummeted to the bottom, but you got a head coaching job. But in the meantime, I'm not going to be like Jim Bob Cooter. I'm going to mix some things up. We're not going to have the same terminology. We're not going to say have the same audibles. And oh, by the way, there's a lot of guys that want to send a message because it's a divisional game. That's so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think that you might overplay the Vrabel and Crennel and Bob and all that. But I think that from a friendly competition perspective, does Vrabel know some of this defense? Sure, he was under Romeo Crennel. But this happens quite a lot. The difference is, do you forget to change things up or do you not do anything different? So overall, I don't think that comes into play, other than the fact that I think who's going to be the less worse head coach, Bill O'Brien or Mike Vrabel?
Good point.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely something that will be looked at and scrutinized, and it's a legitimate topic of discussion based on last week and what you saw with the Texans for sure. So just little sidebars to keep an eye on as you get ready for Texans and Titans. So that should be a good one as they get there. And whoever loses starts the season 0-2 with a divisional loss, not a good look. So both these teams should have plenty to play for and extra motivation, whether it be because of the coaching carousel and Vrabel and Romeo, like you said, or just because it's a divisional game.
So. Titan Hugo said, ha-ha, dominate the Titans. Yeah, right. They cruised to victory, even with Gabbert.
Oh,
I don't know about that.
I would bet on that one. No. All right, so we've got two in the books, 1 hour still to go to the big show. The Mappers join us next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.